periodic table. It's so unstable that no one has had a good look at it till now. A team of chemists at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in Los Alamos has published a report in the journal Nature. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Let's find out where the coronavirus relief package is in Washington. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Biden indicated in a call with House Democrats that he was open to sending $1,400 payments to a smaller group of Americans in the next round of coronavirus relief legislation and changing the overall price tag of his $1.9 trillion plan. Regarding the plan and the White House's unwillingness to budge on certain things, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds everyone,
"This is what we warned you about. We told you that if they get the House, the Senate, and the White House, they're going to ignore us and they're going to run wild with their liberal ideas. And this COVID package, I think, is running wild."
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL Super Bowl is this Sunday on CBS with an evening kickoff, Kansas City versus Tampa Bay. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
One COVID-19 case contracted at a Melbourne, Australia quarantine hospital has caused 507 tennis players and staff to go into isolation until they return a negative test result 4 days out from the season opening Australian Open February 8th. Everyone in the football world is talking Super Bowl 55 in Tampa Bay this weekend. Tight end Rob Gronkowski with the Buccaneers reveals his mom just lives right up the road.
When we were growing up, there was 5 boys. Like, I see teammates now with like 3 kids or friends with like 2 kids. And I'm looking at them like, man, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you're playing ball and you got kids, you got a family. And my mom raised 5 of us. She made sure we were at every practice. We had a meal in between each practice. We had a packed lunch from school to whatever practice we were going to. If she couldn't bring us to practice, she was calling someone to drive us to practice to pick us up. She was just so great at organizing everywhere we should be. And the impact on my life she has made has been tremendous and has just carried over to this day. Like, when I'm leaving her house this morning, she's got a whole bag packed full of drinks for me. She's got a breakfast sandwich for me. She's just still on top of her game. And just the impact that she has made just on my life has just been pretty incredible. And it's just still going to this day.
Super Bowl Sunday will be an evening game this year as the Chiefs and Buccaneers do battle on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
On today's program, I'll be talking about Jeff Bezos stepping down as CEO of Amazon. I'll talk about a new app for Hunterdon County students to keep them safe. I'll review why the FBI says guns are selling at a blistering pace. I'll review the new guidelines for indoor dining here in New Jersey. I'll show how you can gain more customers using social media. And I'll explain what motivates Tom Brady and how you can apply it to your business. I'll also have 2 nearly impossible Super Bowl trivia questions with prizes awarded to the winners. It's Thursday, February 4th, 2021. I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and the program is called Taking Care of Business. We get together every week at this time to discuss issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. So what's going on around here? Well, it's been a crazy week. It's Super Bowl weekend, for one. Jeff Bezos announced he's stepping down as CEO of Amazon. New Jersey is set to lift the 10 p.m. curfew at bars and restaurants, and Americans are buying guns at a blistering pace. There's a new safety app for Hunterdon County students. I'm going to tell you how you can attract more customers using social media. So sit back and relax. For the next hour, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff happening here in Hunterdon County and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we always get started with our business quote of the week. It's brought to you each week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. And it comes to us today. I use motivational quotes from a variety of people, from religious leaders to civic leaders, celebrities, self-help gurus, athletes. You know, if it's a good quote, you know, we tend to stick it in here and then hope that it can motivate you as the week continues. So this one comes to us from Tony Robbins, and he says, "Stop being afraid of what could go wrong and start being excited about what could go right." And a lot of times in business, I think we all are guilty of this. We think about rolling out a new product, and we think more about what's going to go wrong with the rollout than what could go right. And very often we find that nothing really went wrong, everything went right, but we had a lot of worry for no reason. And we could be using that energy in other areas. So again, the business quote of the week from Tony Robbins this week is, "Stop being afraid of what could go wrong and start being excited about what could go right." So I mentioned earlier that we're going to have two, what I consider to be insanely difficult trivia questions that are revolving around the Super Bowl. If you win, you're going to get, and this we're debuting this here. We've sold a few of these already privately, but we're going to be launching this on a website pretty soon. We've created a new product line called Home Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Home is Hunterdon County. We're going to have all kinds of products. This is what you'll win today: coffee mugs. We have cutting boards. We're going to start an apparel line. All kinds of different products that you'll be able to use in your house. Hopefully, you'll enjoy these products as well. And that's going to come up. The first question we're going to do after the 12:15 news break. See if anybody can chime in on that and get the correct answer. So you want to start putting on your Super Bowl hat and thinking about things that have happened in the Super Bowl and what could be one of the harder questions for Super Bowl trivia. So we'll get into that in just a little bit. The big news of the week, obviously, is Jeff Bezos electing to step down as the CEO of Amazon. He's going to be replaced by AWS chief Andy Jassy. Amazon said Tuesday that Jeff Bezos, the company's founder and CEO, would be stepping down from his role in the third quarter of 2021. Bezos will be transitioning to a position called executive chair of the company. Andy Jassy, who currently leads Amazon Web Services, or AWS, is set to take over as CEO of the company. Amazon said this recently in a statement. Jassy has been with the company for nearly 24 years, according to his LinkedIn account. In his executive chair role, Bezos says he intends to focus his energies and attention on new products and early initiatives. Andy is well known inside the company and has been at Amazon almost as long as I have. Bezos wrote this in a letter to employees that was eventually published online. He will be an outstanding leader, and he has my full confidence. Being the CEO of Amazon is a deep responsibility, and it's consuming. When you have a responsibility like that, it's hard to put attention on anything else. He added that as executive chair, I will stay engaged in important Amazon initiatives, but I also have the time and energy I need to focus on the Day One Fund, the Bezos Earth Fund, Blue Origin, and the Washington Post, amongst his other passions. Charlie O'Shea, who's the lead analyst at Moody's Investor Services, said Bezos' departure and replacement with Jassy would be an absolutely seamless transition. One of the things we've learned about Amazon is there's an incredibly deep bench there. They've turned over CFOs without missing a beat, O'Shea told Yahoo Finance Live. It's not like Jeff Bezos is going to go sailing off into the sunset here. He's going to be still very much involved in the overall strategy of the company. He is the largest shareholder of the company, and there's a whole lot of things that will keep him connected to this company. Andy's done a terrific job at AWS, And, I mean, the numbers bear that out, O'Shea added. AWS continues to be the profit engine of the company and supports the retail business as a continuing investment. In the fourth quarter, AWS grew revenue 28% to $12.74 billion. That year-over-year growth rate held roughly steady versus the third quarter, but slowed over 2019's numbers as the segment matured further as the U.S. market share leader in cloud web hosting, and AWS operating income grew even more strongly, jumping 37% to nearly $3.6 billion. The announcement of Bezos' departure came in tandem with Amazon's fiscal fourth quarter earnings results, which handily topped expectations. The e-commerce giant reported earnings of $14.09 per share on record revenue of $125.56 billion, compared to consensus estimate for $7.34 a share on revenue of $119 billion, according to Bloomberg's data. Trivia question, not for a prize, but trivia question. How did Amazon get its start? Very simply, they sold books online, and then it just continued to grow from there. So that is big news. Some anticipated that when this announcement came after hours that it would have a devastating effect on the stock market. It really didn't. It seems like a lot of people Jassy coming in as the new CEO. He has been there. He does have a long tenure with the company. It's not like he's coming in from a different organization. He's been with the company pretty much from the beginning, so it should be a good, seamless transition. In Hunterdon County, and I really like this story, if you are a parent of a Hunterdon County student, I think this is something that you should be looking into. And something that has the support of the local prosecutors and law enforcement and guidance counselors and teachers. And I think that this is something that I would hope at some point every school could adopt and make their own. So there is a new safety app out, and it's going to allow Hunterdon County students to anonymously report bullying, drugs, threats, etc. Hunterdon County students can now make anonymous reports about bullying, drug sales, and other threats through the use of the district's newly launched Safe Schools app. The Hunterdon County Safe Schools app is monitored 24 hours a day to give students a safe, secure path to report common school issues to district and or law enforcement officials, Acting Prosecutor Michael J. Williams said. From mental health concerns to weapons possession, abuse, any planned attacks, and anything that they feel should be reported, the Safe Schools app even allows users to communicate one-on-one with a real person directly through the app. Students can also attach media such as screenshots, audio clips, videos, documents, etc. to the reports in both the app and the browser versions with maximum accessibility. The Commissioner Board feels strongly that the Hunterdon County Safe Schools program has come along at the right time for our community schools, said Commissioner Johnny Lanza, who's the public safety liaison. Students face a growing need for support confronting mental health issues without the fear of being stigmatized. And this tool brings law enforcement and superintendents together as advocates for students facing emotional issues and is an integral part of our safety plan for the county's schools. The partnership between district officials and law enforcement allows greater transparency and prompt, thorough, and appropriate interventions, officials say. The app is currently available for download and immediate use for students at the following Hunterdon County schools: Delaware Valley Regional High School, Hunterdon Central, North Hunterdon, South Hunterdon, and Voorhees High Schools. Hunterdon Central is excited to work with the Office of the Prosecutor to launch this tool for students in our county, said Hunterdon Central Superintendent Jeffrey Moore. We're convinced that this will contribute greatly to their wellness and safety, especially in these trying times. To download the app, you can visit the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. And again, if you are a parent, if you are a student in Hunterdon County, in Del Valle, Hunterdon Central, North, South, and Voorhees High Schools, I would strongly encourage you to download this app. I think that this is something that is long overdue and something that could be very helpful. When you think about different things that students go through, whether it be bullying and sometimes the tragic ending to that where a child would take their own life, or school shootings. A lot of times there's signals that come before, maybe just days, maybe weeks before, but, you know, could Columbine have been prevented if an app like this were out there, if students overheard somebody say something? And, you know, I think it was Lou Holtz who said there's never a wrong time to do the right thing. There really isn't. And, you know, if you hear things like something like that is being planned, then go on the app and report it. So hopefully parents and students will take advantage of this new safety app here in Hunterdon County for schools. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about why the FBI is saying people are buying guns at an alarming rate. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. So glad we could get together from our new studios here in the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. My name is Jim Gonneau, the owner of Crown Trophy of Flemington and the host of this program, as we get together every Thursday at this time to talk about issues affecting business. This may or may not affect business, but it is telling, if you will, on what is currently happening in American society. The FBI is indicating that Americans are buying guns at a blistering pace. Newly released FBI background check data from January shows Americans are buying guns at a blistering pace, a firearms expert said. That's undoubtedly connected to President Joe Biden's plans to attack the firearm industry by undoing and rewriting regulations and executive actions to target the firearm industry, said Mark Olivia, who's the director of public affairs at the National Shooting Sports Foundation, recently in a statement. Olivia pointed to the freezing of the publication of the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency's Fair Access Banking Rule and promises to seek to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act to tighten restrictions on gun licenses and a ban on AR-15-style rifles by the Biden administration. According to the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check data, 4.3 million firearm background checks were initiated in January of 2021. That's the highest number on record and up more than 300,000 in comparison to December of 2020. Three of the top 10 highest weeks are now from January 2021. The National Shooting Sports Foundation's adjusted background check figures of 2 million, reached by subtracting background code permit checks and permit rechecks and checks on active concealed carry permits, was a jump from its adjusted figure of 1.1 million in January of 2020. These are jaw-dropping figures to start the new year. Americans are claiming their Second Amendment rights to provide for their own safety in record numbers, Olivia said. The new year certainly started off with a sales, quote, bang, due to the turmoil surrounding the confirmation and inauguration of Mr. Biden as the new U.S. president, said Jürgen Brauer, who's the chief economist for Small's Arms Analytics, recently in a statement. The 79% year-over-year increase, however, was not unprecedented. An even higher increase of just over 100% was experienced in January of 2013, the month that Mr. Obama's second presidential term began, he added. The gun control group, Every Town for Gun Safety, said the continued increase in background checks highlights the need for Congress and Biden to implement gun restrictions. As the country reels from multiple crises, the gun industry has cashed in with record sales that have made Americans less safe, Nick Cipollina, who's the managing director of law and policy for the group, said in a statement. Without swift changes in policy, our already devastating gun violence epidemic could get even deadlier. The good news, though, is that we finally have leaders in the White House and in both chambers of Congress who recognize that this crisis demands action. So what about you? Have you applied for a gun permit or anything like that? I did. My son is in law enforcement. He's been helping me with that. We've gone to the range and been shooting. I haven't purchased a gun yet. Very hard to do so. There is a extreme shortage of available guns and an even deeper shortage of ammunition. There's just nowhere to buy bullets or anything else. So I know I've talked on the program at various times about how, and this goes back a year or so, where I felt like we were leading towards a civil war, and it wouldn't be North versus South. It would be neighbor versus neighbor, because you're a Republican and you're a Democrat, or you're blue and you're red, or you're conservative, you're liberal. I felt that the tension was building. I think it's eased somewhat since the inauguration, but initially I felt like people were arming themselves because they were looking to, and you can call it whatever you want, you know, take back their country, take back their community, but it looked as if we were heading down the wrong path there for a while. So, interesting take on the fact that the guns and applications to buy guns are going at a rapid rate. And a lot of people worried that, you know, the Biden administration could pull back restrictions on what types of guns you can own, and they want to get them before that happens. Let's talk about New Jersey's restaurant industry now. And this is something that, welcome news. I don't think it's enough, but it's definitely welcome news. New Jersey's COVID indoor capacity limits for restaurants, gyms, and other venues will now increase to 35%. New Jersey's strict capacity limits for restaurants, gyms, and other businesses because of the coronavirus pandemic will increase Friday morning from 25% to 35% as the outbreak in the state continues to slow and vaccination efforts increase, Governor Phil Murphy announced yesterday. Murphy, citing declining hospitalizations, a gradual decrease in new daily case numbers, and the lowered rate of transmission of the virus as reasons why certain businesses can now increase their indoor capacity. The new order will go into effect tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. The timing comes just ahead of the Super Bowl weekend for bars and restaurants, and the order eliminates a previous restriction forcing those businesses to close by 10 p.m. While some of our numbers are still high, Murphy said during his regular briefing, we believe that we can make this expansion without leading to undue further stress on our healthcare system. Unlike in other states where indoor restaurant capacity has been expanded and in some cases later rolled back, this is the first time since Murphy allowed indoor dining to resume that he increased capacity limits. Municipalities and counties may still enact local curfews that would require restaurants and other businesses to close as early as 8 p.m. However, based on Murphy's enactment of this new or lifting of this restriction, restaurants no longer need to close their doors at 10 p.m. Indoor dining reopened in New Jersey here in early September. Indoor seating at bars is still prohibited, however, Murphy said, since it creates the danger of close and prolonged proximity between patrons, bartenders, and servers. The indoor capacity increase also applies to entertainment and recreation businesses, including casinos and gyms, and all personal care businesses, such as barbershops and salons, Murphy said. All may now operate at 35% of capacity. Let there be no mistake, all of the credit goes to the millions of you who have taken your responsibility for ending this pandemic to heart through the constant social distancing, wearing your face mask, and just exercising common sense, Murphy said of the move. Murphy also announced the indoor gathering limit for religious ceremonial services, wedding ceremonies, political activities, and memorial services will increase to 35% with a maximum of 150 people. That's also up from 25%, but keeps the total capacity limit the same. So good news for restaurants and some of the service industries that they will now be able to increase their capacity. I feel bad for my cousin, whose daughter is getting married tomorrow. This comes just too late for him to, they had to scale back their guest list tremendously, and it was just too late to say, oh, by the way, now you can come. So we're going to the wedding, my wife and I, and it should be a lot of fun, but, you know, still, it's a shame. I feel bad for kids who are getting married these days because they've had to really scale back what they were trying to do and things like that. It's currently about 1:28, so let's do our first trivia question. This is a hard one. Not everybody knows this. I know this because of something I learned in school a million years ago in college. So the first trivia question, and no Googling allowed. No Google machines are allowed here. we're at the 55th Super Bowl, so this will be Super Bowl 55. The question is, and again, you're playing for a home is Hunterdon County mug here in that Crown Trophy has developed, the new home Hunterdon County product line. So the question is this. We've had 55 Super Bowls. The very first Super Bowl, which was called the AFL-NFL Championship Game, which broadcast network covered the game? So that's your trivia question. Which broadcast network covered the first AFL-NFL Championship Game, which was later called the Super Bowl? You can leave your answer in the comments section, and we'll get your answers then. But hopefully you'll be able to come up with that and try to do it without the Google machine. It's a bit of a trick question, but I want to see how many people can actually get that. We're going to take a break and step away for our brief news break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how you can get more customers using social media. And you may be surprised to learn that there are different things you may or may not be doing in your social media accounts that can help you gain more customers. So again, your trivia question without using the Google machine is, which network broadcast the first Super Bowl in 1967, also known as the AFL-NFL Championship Game? We have a follow-up question to that at the 12:45 break. And again, you'll be playing for a new Home is Hunterdon County mug from Crown Trophy of Flemington. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are moving fast to craft a sweeping new coronavirus stimulus package.
COVID-19 has turned life as we know it upside down.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer from New York. The Democrat stimulus plan is nearly $2 trillion in spending, and many Republicans say that is too much. To which Schumer says,
"We cannot repeat the mistakes of the past. We cannot do too little. We cannot lock our country into a long and slow recovery."
President Biden heading to the State Department to outline his vision for national security and foreign policy.
He wants to send a clear message that our national security strategy will lead with diplomacy.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. On Biden's first day in office, he did send troops into Syria. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gannot, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, and Gannot Enterprises, a consulting business helping small businesses return to profitability, especially in these challenging times. So if you need our help on that, feel free to call us at 908-782-1476. Before the break, I had asked the trivia question. No correct answer yet. Which NFL network broadcast the first Super Bowl game in 1967, which at the time was known as the AFL-NFL Championship game? I have a follow-up question to that coming up at the next break. And also, we'll have another trivia question at that break that will explain how all of this ties together. You're listening to, again, to Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. So glad you could join me. We get together every Thursday at this time. If you'd like to be a guest on the program, own a business, want to promote your business, by all means, give me a call or email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 908-782-1476. All right, let's talk about how you can gain more customers. Particularly during the pandemic, everybody's looking to get any customer, but definitely more customers. So whether you're a shop or a service, marketing your business on social media can help you pivot in the age of social distancing. So here are some tips from my friends at Ripple, R-I-P-L, on how you might be able to connect with your customers using social media during this challenging time. The first is to use relevant hashtags. Now, one of the most powerful ways to connect with your customers on social media is by using hashtags. On Instagram and Twitter, people will regularly search hashtags to find content relevant to their interest. When you post, make sure to include a few hashtags in order to reach new audiences. So if you're a plumber, you may want to put hashtag plumbing, hashtag plumber, hashtag hot water heater, hashtag leaky pipes, hashtag renovation, anything that works within your particular industry. If you're a photographer, you might put hashtag portraits, hashtag looking good, hashtag headshots. Something where if somebody wanted to look for, this is a different way of thinking of the yellow pages of old. Because the hashtags, and a lot of times when you see a hashtag, let's say it's headshots. If people look at hashtag headshots, they're probably going to see, a bunch of pictures of people's headshots, but also the photographers who take them. And so now how do they pick you from that? You can do a Google search that says, you know, photographer that specializes in headshots, but look for the ones that other people on social media are commenting about and giving good reviews for. So again, use hashtags as often as possible. A good guideline is to use a hashtag that doesn't have more than 500,000 associated posts. This can help you avoid your post being drowned out in a sea of other posts and ensure your own post is visible to more customers. You also may want to partner with your neighbor. Now, whether it's partnering with another neighborhood business, charity, or figure in your community, network with them and see if you can collaborate on creating a social media post together. I've done this several times with local businesses. I've done it with Saunders Jewelry. I've done it with the Italian Bakery and others, where by combining our two audiences, we now have doubled and sometimes triple the size of people who might not otherwise have known about us. And again, we're talking about how you can gain more customers through the use of social media. Third, you want to provide outstanding customer support on your social media. Now, for prospective customers, a critical aspect of social media is in the way that you provide customer support. People want to know that a business, if they're considering purchasing from, that they have good customer service. So it's important in today's business environment, since so many small businesses compete with one another. If you ever get an email from a customer that says, hey, Bob, you know, just wanted to thank you for your excellent customer service, or your staff did a great job taking care of my needs, make that a social media post. Put it up on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Add it to your LinkedIn profile. You know, because you never know who's going to see that and say, I just had horrible service at one company. This guy does the same thing and everybody's raving about his service. So put it on there. You want to optimize your social media links. Now, a simple tip that's often overlooked is to make sure that all of your social media channels include a link back to your website. This is important for every small business. Add a link to your website, to your profile pages, your about pages, to the top of your profile, and more. Everything has to circle back to the website because that's where everything gets started. If people want to see your products, your services, cost of items, that's where they're going to look. So when you make a social media post, just put at the very end, you know, you can find us at www. And then, you know, make sure that you have your website listed. You also want to use eye-catching graphics. Since many people use social media, there's a lot of competition in attracting customer attention. So you want to make sure that you're creating eye-catching posts, especially in these if these posts include video. You have a better chance of grabbing the attention of new customers. Video seems to be the way to go, and keeping it short. The material made available to you on this is important as you provide it to your customer. Even if it's like 30 seconds, hey, come check it out. We've got new mugs in stock, ready to go. Boom. You know, now they've seen it. They see that you use it. They know you should be telling them what the price is and where to buy it. So make sure you can do that. You also want to create what they call taggable content. So encourage your audience to tag a friend. Of course, whether your audience actually follows through with tagging people depends on how engaging your content is. Good humor also tends to get people to share, but you can also rely on interesting captions. It's also a good idea and recommended that you tag your business location in posts. So by tagging your location, potential customers from around your local industry or area, rather, can find your business. And when it comes to tags, you can tag social media posts and stories, so don't be afraid to use tags in both. Very interesting on that location. I hadn't been doing that for a while. And what's happened in my industry is several businesses locally in central New Jersey have closed. Now I am tagging my business and where I'm located. And I'm getting jobs from far away as Newark, Irvington, Hillside, Jersey City. These are areas that I never even contemplated doing business in. But because so many trophy stores that service that area have gone out of business, now they're finding me. And a lot of it is because of the tagging. You want to create what they call shoppable content. Now, you can help attract new customers by making it super easy to purchase your product. Platforms like Pinterest and Instagram have what they call shoppable posts that allow customers to buy a product without ever leaving the social media platform. If you happen to sell retail products, this is a great option for you. You want to also offer a deal on one of your products. This is a bit of a no-brainer, but a good deal is a great way to try to attract new customers. Customers are always looking for deals. So use this to your advantage and announce a promotion for one of your products. Make sure to market this promotion on social media so that your potential customers can take advantage of it. This could be something as simple as, come check out our new Home is Hunterdon County mug. The first 10 people get one for free. Now, most people don't want just one mug. They want a set, so they'll order the second one, or maybe even a set of four. So you're making money on 2, 3, and 4. Get people in and then educate them on everything that you do. You want to encourage your customers. For your social media posts, make sure that you think about what you're encouraging customers to do. Don't be afraid to encourage customers to purchase a product or to call your store for more information. If you aren't leading customers to an action, then what's the point? Always have an action point that you want people to follow. Otherwise, they're just looking at your website, looking at your posts, but create that action plan for them. And then again, you want to encourage and promote reviews. Keep an eye on your review ratings on social media platforms. If you want to try to attract and retain customers, encourage people to leave reviews and to respond to any negative ones. This is especially applicable to people who sell on e-commerce platforms where your reviews affect how you appear in the search results. This is one of the most overlooked areas of running a business. If you're not Googling yourself, and so you type in your business name, and you can type it in a couple of ways, but obviously, so if you were to type in XYZ Plumbing, and someone out there has a negative comment, and you're not addressing it, you're not you're explaining your side, and you don't want to get into a big war with people, the first thing I would do is find the customer who had the complaint, call them, see what you can do to fix it, in the hopes that they'll take that post down. If not, do everything you can to fix it, and then explain to your other customers in the comment on the review, met with Mr. Johnson, solved his leaky faucet problem, and he was very satisfied with their service. And then maybe Johnson gets back on and says, you know, you guys did a great job. Thanks for coming back out. We really appreciate it. So use social media to your advantage, but you have to monitor it. And you can't expect that if you just put out one post that that's going to convert into a sale. You have to be consistent, and you have to be knowing that if you're going to at least once a week, maybe 2 to 3 times a week, you want to be posting on social media. And it can be about anything. You know, I posted a story this week on social media about the fact that we got 19.5 inches of snow where I live. And I exaggerated it. There was a great picture of snow road clearing in Norway where they had to use, you know, excavators to knock down the snow. But I said, well, this was my driveway. You know, got a lot of likes, a lot of funny, you know, ha-has and stuff, but it made people come back to my page. So you want to make sure that you're doing that as well. All right, we have our next trivia question. I told you this was going to be insanely crazy, these trivia questions. So now we have a second Super Bowl trivia question. The first Super Bowl in 1967 was played at the Los Angeles Coliseum. Why did people in the Los Angeles area not see the game on television? We know that it was broadcast. And an interesting trivia point on that is that after the game was broadcast, the network that was broadcasting it wiped the tape clean. There was no permanent record of the game. And what they've had to do in order to see Super Bowl I, they had to clip together various clips of plays. I think there were 140 plays in that game. They were able to clip it all together and use the radio broadcast, not the TV broadcast, as the play-by-play for the game. So very interesting. So again, now the trivia question. We didn't get an answer to our first one. The trivia question now is, why wasn't the game broadcast in the Los Angeles market? If you come up with that answer, you'll win a Home is Hunterdon County mug from Crown Trophy of Flemington. We're going to step away for a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what motivates Tom Brady. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of